This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Oh, I saw the moon this morning, DZ. I finally saw what you were talking about.
Yes, ain't it?
It's really cool.
It's pretty.
Really pretty. Every morning, starting with something positive, you can leave us a voice message of something positive.
Yeah, y'all could join in.
We would love that. And then we can play it on the air. Something, a little victory for the day. Do you have one today, DZ?
I do got a little victory, and I don't have to leave it on the Odyssey app.
Oh, what is it? Tell us right now.
My little victory is that since last week, I've been trying to remember, and today I finally did. I brought them. I've been telling you I got these little snack peanuts with tahini on them and whatnot.
You know I love a good snack in the studio.
Man, a little something slight. You know, a little something to throw in your hand and jangle around before you toss them in your mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Pause.
I feel like we have a snack corner now in the studio.
We do.
And I love that you've added to it because you know I love a good nut. I said what I said. And the chili and lime tahini peanuts are going to be fantastic.
I love tahini.
In my mouth.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Do your thing, girl.
Can I try them?
I don't even want none now. Those are all yours.
You don't want any of the nuts in your mouth either?
Nope. Those are all yours now.
Fine. Thanks, DZ. Love you.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I had to get the last bite in, but it was totally worth it. Okay, so DZ,
what up?
Thank you for bringing me these peanuts. This is a good day for me. You brought me tahini, chili and lime peanuts.
Yeah, I'm going to need some of those, bro, because those are good.
These are so good. I opened them. I've already had like four handfuls.
I'm into these.
We have a snack corner basically going on in the studio right now. And you kept saying, I got to bring you the tahini peanuts. They're so good. And I'm like, okay, prove it. And you really brought them.
Brought them.
Because you and I have this thing going, which sounds funny, with all the flavored nuts. We have salt and vinegar. We have the spicy dill pickle.
You started it, bro.
Ranch. I did start it. And then you added on with the tahini ones. So
one day you was like, you want some almonds? I was like, oh, yeah. What are those dill pickle almonds? Let me get those.
I think I had every flavor here at one point. So I love that you brought these, but it reminded me of all the things I would not eat as a kid.
Well, I felt like I had to replenish the stock. You know, I've been eating a lot of them almonds.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. You can eat as much as you want. But I'm glad you replenished because these are really good.
But I would never have touched
these as a kid.
You never had tahini like that, right?
Until I was an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Until I was dating a guy and he put it on cucumber and said, my mom used to do this.
Promo.
Yeah, he was Mexican. I mean, obviously.
Makes sense.
But that was one of the first times I had tahini. And so you were like, oh, no, you got to try these peanuts. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So these were good. But there are so many things as a kid I would not eat that I now eat as an adult.
Okay.
A lot of spice. I mean, I don't think these are not spicy.
No, they're zesty. They're zesty.
But even flavor, things like that, I would as a kid have been like, I'm not eating that. Now I'm like, ooh, give me all the flavors and the spices.
What else?
Indian food. My dad would cook it when I was little. And I'd be like, ew. And now I love Indian food.
Little tikka masala.
Love Indian food.
Coconut curry.
I'll go to the Indian buffet with my friends and Brookfield. We get down.
Yeah, chutney. Yes, please, bro. Come on now. Yeah.
So, Indian food. I want to know for the question of the day, what's something that you wouldn't touch as a kid, but now you eat it as an adult? I love onions. I don't think I really would have messed with onions as a kid.
Now I throw
them in everything now.
I've always loved onions. Mm-hmm. Ooh, dang. Okay.
You're Colombian, man. You probably started out with more eccentric food. food.
My first food might have been a bean. I don't know. It probably was frijoles.
I'm over here with a cheeseburger and fries. Like, I'm good.
I didn't have that until coming to this country, yeah. Right? Later in life. But actually, that kind of relates to what I didn't eat as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now I love it. Don't get me wrong.
What?
But growing up, Taco Bell. I'll tell you.
Oh.
I didn't have Taco Bell for the first time until I was maybe like 16.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I always found it a little gross when I was
little. You wouldn't touch it.
When I was little, it looked like I hate to say it, but when I was little, it looked like canned dog food.
Oh, you better leave Taco Bell alone.
I love Taco Bell tea. I'm a oof. What? Now I'm tearing that dog food up, man. That's for me. I'm a dog.
But you wouldn't touch it when you were a kid.
Well, and you know, the jokes on the Taco Bell dog. Mm-hmm. If you know, you know. They don't got them anymore. Yeah. Yo quiero Taco Bell. The commercials used to be hilarious, but yeah. I never found it. And I realized it was more influence on my mother. Because she'd be like, oh, that's fake food.
That's not real.
Right?
Yeah.
Because she was trying to keep me away from fast food. And I was like, yeah, that's
and
gross.
And when we were little, it wasn't as big as it is now.
No.
Yeah.
Now,
it wasn't everywhere.
Nah, don't have me pulling up to T-Bell. I'm going
to
hit the man.
It's cheaper sometimes to go to Taco Bell or the fast food than it is to buy. But
I'm talking about Taco Bell too much. I'm going to go get some after the show today, guaranteed, just because I'm talking about T-Bell.
See?
And now I'm thinking of a crunch wrap.
Now you want it. I try so hard to get Hudson to eat a lot of stuff. Owen will try everything with me, but mm-hmm. Hudson will be like, ew, no. Yesterday, we went to the Mongolian Grill, me, Owen, and Hudson for dinner.
Yum.
And Hudson had never been. I'm like, you're going to have to branch out. This isn't even that eccentric.
Find something you like, my boy.
But there is rice. So he makes rice and soy sauce. I'm like, you're killing me right now.
So
you're killing me.
So he made fried rice.
But he didn't. He was like, nope, it doesn't taste. He's like, I need egg in it. I go, listen, you bougie little man.
He's right, though. He is right, though.
I told him to put some chicken in it. He's like, why'd you tell me to put chicken in it? Okay, look, the question of the day is, what did you not like as a kid, but you now like as an adult? You said another good one,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts, man. That's, I used to hate them. Oh, God, no.
That's a perfect example of something you wouldn't have touched as a kid.
I'm not saying that I'm 100% sold on them, but made the right way by the right people?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. My wife makes a mean Brussels sprout.
Yeah?
Lux Golf Bays, they're
love Brussels. I get down. Kiss. And I learned in the past couple years that it's Brussels, not Brussels sprouts.
What?
Google it. Brussels. It has an S on it.
That's a conversation for another time.
No, it's a fact.
I'm not going to spell them. I'm just going to eat them.
Brussels sprouts is actually Brussels.
Brussels, like from the place.
Brussels sprouts.
Huh. Who knew?
Swear to me, a year ago, that's who knew. I found out recently, I promise you. All right, 414-533-1037. What's something you wouldn't touch as a kid, but you love it now as an adult? We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking about things you wouldn't eat as a kid, but you love them now as an adult. I said a lot of spices, like buffalo wings, buffalo chicken wings. I wouldn't have touched because of the hot sauce. Now I'm into them.
Yeah. Spicier things like
tahini. You were giving me some of that. You said Brussels and Taco Bell. You wouldn't eat Brussels sprouts as a kid?
No, I'm in for both. I'm going to Taco Bell later, and maybe my wife gonna make Brussels sprouts because she loves Brussels sprouts.
They're so good. Let's go to Sarah in Hartford, one of our regulars.
Who?
Dust off that theme song.
It's I gotta find it.
I know. I can't even remember what it is. Oh yeah, this one. Sarah, where have
good
you
morning,
been?
Good morning.
Living her life.
Hey. I'm usually not up this early.
Oh,
so just so I could call it.
Oh.
But still.
You got up just for us. Lie to us and
yeah,
say yes. Mm-hmm.
We okay. love you for it. Appreciate
nice.
You.
Nice. Sarah, tell us, what's something you wouldn't eat as a kid, but you love it as an adult?
I think my taste buds changed after I had kids.
Mm-hmm. They do.
But prior to, I wouldn't touch onions or mustard.
Mm. Mustard?
Mustard!
Continue. I knew that was coming.
also, this is going to sound really weird, probably to you too, Allie, because I know you can eat these.
What?
Blueberries.
You didn't like blueberries?
Wait, what's wrong with blueberries?
I never used to like them.
Oh.
And now you do.
I thought they tasted really strange. Like, they were gross.
I actually, the mushy, gross, the weird sensation. There's something in there. I hear where you're going.
I didn't really like blueberries by themselves. I would love them in muffins and bread and things like pancakes.
Yeah,
but
they're good when you add them to bakery, of course.
Yeah, but fresh BBs? Nah. Yeah.
But I like them now. They're actually not bad.
Touche.
So, I mean, of course, it has to be seasoned, but.
you know what? You gotta be seasoned blueberries.
With tahini.
No. In season.
Oh, in season.
In season.
You know what probably happened? happen when you have kids? You get forced to eat whatever's in front of you or steal their food because you haven't eaten?
Ain't that the truth?
She probably took a blueberry from her kid and was like, I should have given these a shot.
Probably.
That's exactly how it happened, Brett. Mm-hmm.
And then one last thing is, two last things. Lettuce and asparagus.
Okay, the asparagus maybe. Makes your pee smell weird.
Asparagus may be weird for a kid to not want to eat, but lettuce? My kids eat lettuce with ranch on it. Like, there's more ranch than lettuce, okay?
Sammy loves lettuce.
It was that taste like anything to me, and I was like, what's the point?
Well, it doesn't. So I put ranch on it.
I know. I love the fresh crispness in the water. Like,
You're an ice lettuce kind of guy.
Yeah. I don't hate the lettuce. The sensation of the water. Yeah. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay,
I
Sarah.
I should try a lettuce wrap, but I've heard they're really good.
A little unwitch.
I've heard. Girl, try a lettuce wrap already, would ya?
Go get you one today.
All
challenge.
Right, Sarah. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So she had some good ones. Lettuce was a little different.
It was, but it's okay. It was good to hear from her. We love her still.
Let's go to Alana in Milwaukee and see what she did not like as a kid that she likes it as an adult.
Morning, Alana.
Hi.
Hi.
What's something
I was a kid.
Yeah. Go on.
I wouldn't eat Chinese food when I was a kid.
Really?
I love it as an adult.
I thought everybody eats Chinese food as a kid. Like, your parents just order it and you're forced to just eat it.
Everybody ate it. What was it about it you didn't like?
No, my parents, I think it was like a texture thing as a kid. I didn't like it.
What kind of, did they do it like family style? Because my parents would try to do family style, and I would be like, no, just give me a big thing of shrimp fried rice. That was my go-to.
Maybe her fam only did the lo mein noodles and she wasn't about the lo mein life. You know what I'm saying? Like, who knows?
Yeah.
Dang, because a little orange chicken never hurt nobody.
A little sweet and sour when you're a kid, that's like candy.
A little kung pao.
Please.
What?
Girl.
Hey, we respect you, though. We respect you. We just don't agree.
No, definitely don't.
I eat it all the time as an adult with my friends now.
Good. Okay, good.
Good for you.
Now you see what you were missing out on.
Love it. Beef with broccoli. Mwah. Chef's kiss.
Ooh, go get some today. You're making us hungry.
Now I'm hungry. I got to go. Okay, bye.
Bye, Alana. Have a good day.
She just called to share. We're yelling at her like it's her fault.
She was like, bro, whoa. Y'all asked the question. What's going on?
Colin in Lake Geneva texted in and said spinach because I was just super picky. That's probably a big one for kids. Oh,
yeah.
Lindsay in Grafton said zucchini, green olives, and blue cheese. Olives. I wouldn't touch them till I was an adult. Love green, hate black still.
Nope. I will fight you if you bring an olive near me. To
really?
This day. I do not like olives, will not like olives. I've tried them as an adult, not for me.
Oh, here's a good one. Michelle from Sussex said, as a kid, I wouldn't touch onions or avocados. Now I love them. Fun fact, Brussels sprouts were my favorite food since second grade. I also didn't know it had an S on Brussels. Correct. Yes, there is an S. It's Brussels.
Blew somebody's mind today, bro.
We sure did, man.
Listen, I'm surprised ain't nobody said broccoli or nothing. Like, what? As a kid?
Yeah. Both my kids complain about broccoli, but guess what? They always eat it when I make it.
I just keep
making it. Ryan's in Calabama. Lord help us. We sure we want to take this guy next?
I think the Lord can do it.
Oh, God. He's going to be like, I didn't like rabbit, and then I shot one.
He's loved rabbit his whole life.
So good, y'all.
Nah, this man has loved rabbit his whole life.
You ever had squirrel?
Good morning here from Calabama this morning.
I shot a squirrel today. It was so good.
That's breakfast. What up, Ryan?
It was actually morning dove, okay.
Stop it, Ryan.
It was too loud on the wires this morning, so I had to take care of it.
This guy. All right, tell us for real. What didn't you eat as a kid that you like as an adult?
There's one thing that I still won't eat as an adult.
What?
And that's cottage cheese.
Oh, I love cottage cheese. Get out of here.
It's the most disgusting thing in the world.
Really?
Why? It's got to be the consistency.
Texture and consistency.
Grosses
I will not
them out.
Man, mix it with a little fruit, though.
I mix it with vegetables.
I like cottage cheese.
Cherry
always have.
Tomatoes, cucumbers.
Always have, always
My
will.
My wife has switched over to the Brussels sprouts, and I can't do that switch, but I've done the guacamole switch. Oh. I finally have
guac.
He finally tried an avocado. Okay, good. Yep. Guacamole's amazing.
He's a texture guy. Cottage cheese, guacamole. Nah, he don't do guac or cottage. It's a texture thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
All right, well, we can receive that, Ryan. Thank you for being vulnerable with us today and admitting you don't like cottage cheese.
I'll have a fresh morning dove omelet for you guys tomorrow morning. Okay?
No, thank you.
I'm going to throw up. Okay,
yeah,
bye. I went from hungry to not hungry. Tiffany in Milwaukee texted in and said, I hated mac and cheese. I loved buttered noodles and cheese, but not mac and cheese? Yeah, you were a weird kid. She said weird kid.
Weird kid for sure,
Tiffany.
But hey, we were all weird kids to some degree,
And Hudson loves mac and cheese. So the other day I made buttered noodles and he tried to give me a hard time and I go, just eat them. And now he's obsessed. Every my night. Can you make buttered noodles? I'm like, you're damn right.
Wait till they
realize. 3 seconds later, they're ready.
Throw some chips on there. Crunch some chips on top. Ooh. Throw them in. Oh.
I thought I was being high maintenance when I put Parmesan cheese on top of the buttered noodles.
No, you just fancy.
You're fancy, girl.
You fancy, huh?
Last but not least, let's go to Kelly in Sussex and see what she did not like as a kid that she loves it as an adult. Hi, Kelly.
Morning.
Good morning.
Danny from Oak Creek texted in and said, I did not like dill pickles back in the day. What? Mm. But now I could kill a jar. Same, Danny.
Choke it out first.
No pickles? You poor thing.
I mean, everybody's different, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again.
All
right. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Oh, fish. Any kind of fish.
Why?
Now I love it.
Okay.
I just didn't care for it. I didn't care for the taste, the texture. Now I love it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, it's the smell, too. They don't like the smell of fish. Yeah. Smells like ocean or water or something.
Interesting. Yeah.
I love fish.
I love fish, but we always would go to Florida and eat it all the time when I was a kid. So then I just was, I just loved seafood. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My dad's basically a pescatarian, so we grew up eating a lot of fish. And he's not actually pescatarian, but
it felt like that.
Well, he lived on the coast, and he had to literally fish for his food, like growing up.
Oh, so he's a fish guy.
So he ate a lot of fish because that's what he could catch, and that's what they could eat. He lived on a dirt floor hut in Colombia. So
you know what I miss? I'm going to really age myself. Long John Silver's. I know this is not the fish place of all places, but boy, do I miss the fast fish in my mouth.
Yeah, your dad's floor hut for sure, but. Long Johns! Got a
problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Mayday.
What?
Mayday.
What? No, you're good?
I'm hijacking What Would DZ Do?
Oh?
I just had an emergency call.
Wait, hold on.
My phone. Actually, I had an emergency text. I had two emergency texts.
What's going on? Talk to him.
So it's from Owen.
Okay.
Who is supposed to catch the bus right now.
Right now.
Literally should be at the bus stop.
Should be getting on the bus right now. Okay.
And instead, I got a text that says, I can't go to school. I lost my glasses, and I'm too insecure to go without them.
I've been there.
Then I get another text that says, can I please use one of my gone from school days? I can do all the work from home. I'm also not prepared, which I don't know what that, something's
going
on.
What's a gone from school day? Is that a new thing for kids?
It's not a thing, okay?
Okay, it's not a thing. Okay.
He's not, no, it's not happening. So I FaceTimed Owen, my 13-year-old, before we started this segment. And I said, what do you mean you can't find your glasses? They're in your room somewhere.
Is this like a, I can't find my glasses? Because I used to quote unquote lose my glasses as a kid because I was self-conscious about having glasses. I'm
He hates going without them
because he actually needs them.
He doesn't like the way he looks without them. I don't know if somebody gave him a complex, but he had them off one day and I go, you look so nice without your glasses too, and he goes, no, I don't, I look weird. So he's so used to the glasses he doesn't like not wearing them.
They're part of his identity. I got it.
So I call him, I FaceTimed Owen, and I said, dude, your glasses are in your room. Just start pulling blankets and throwing them around. Because you know why he can't find them? Because his room's a mess.
Oh, well, he's a 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. He probably fell asleep with them on or something, and they're somewhere in his bed.
Well, and I'll give him this. Every single night, he sends me... he just sent me another text as I'm talking.
What'd
and
he
I'm
say?
Trying
Uh-oh.
To figure out
what... Hey, this is real radio, bro. This is happening as we speak.
He sent me a bag of Dots pretzels.
Are your glasses in there, my boy?
I was trying to get a snack when I noticed how low the pretzels were. Okay, now he's texting me about a snack for school. Okay,
so did you find your glasses? Are you going to school? Why are you not on the bus?
Oh my God, really? You're sending me a bag of Dots pretzels? Okay, so let me keep going on how this story goes. So I get on FaceTime with him. He's panicking. He says, I overslept. Owen never oversleeps. And I will tell you, this morning when I went in his room, I always go in and say, good morning, because I know he's going to be getting up in the next 15 minutes or so.
Right.
I always go in. He didn't move. And I shook his leg a little.
He was out.
And I go, love you. Have a good day. Didn't move. He
out
always
cold.
Says good morning or So this morning when I kind of put my hand over his foot, which was under the covers, I went, good morning. Have a good day.
Nothing.
I should have gone harder because
you should have woken him up.
He always says something back when I go in there and he didn't this morning. But nonetheless, I think I heard a little groan and I walked out. So now I get this call. I find out he overslept. He's supposed to be on the bus right now walking. He should already be there now.
But he's not.
Now we've missed it.
But he's
now
not right.
We've missed it now. And then he's like, I haven't even had breakfast. And I'm like, oh my, you really just woke up.
He's having a bad day so far.
He literally just woke up, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So I called his father.
Okay.
I then added his father into the call. And I said, my ex-husband, I said, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this. Owen's like, I'm never going to find him. Throws the phone down. And his dad's like, Owen, slow down.
Chill.
They're right by your nightstand. Look under your nightstand. We're going to find the glasses. And finally, I said to my ex-husband, I can't deal with this right now. You're going to have to deal with this. I got to go.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go to my house.
I'm at work right now.
I literally said, you're going to have to go to my house and pick him up and take him to school.
I got
to
do What Would DZ Do right now.
So here I am on What Would DZ Doing. What do I do, everybody?
Oh, so where DZ, we're at.
So basically, my kid doesn't want to go to school because he can't find his glasses.
Mm-hmm.
He's now missed the bus.
Right.
I'm at work. His father is in town, 20 minutes away in the suburb he lives in.
Either way.
But he may have to go get him now.
Man's is already late. So you want to know.
What do I do? I've never had a kid freak out and go, I can't go to school where I'm not there to help.
Yeah. Well, man, that's tough, G, because
those glasses are in that room.
Can he see without those glasses?
Yes, but he does need them. He can see, but
would he make it through the day, or at least part of the day, without those glasses?
I don't know anymore, because he wears them every
so
day.
Much.
You know, you get adjusted to glasses.
Well, because I remember you saying that at one point at the eye doctor, they were like, oh, well, like they don't need the glasses all the time. This was like we talked about this maybe like a year ago.
That's been a debate between his father and I. The doctor said your eyes end up getting worse sometimes if you use a prescription and it overcorrects.
If you don't need it all the time. Like, but they'll tell you when you need glasses 24/7 like me. They looked at me and said, no, you got to wear these every day, boy.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's different now.
Right, it's different now. When I was growing up, they're like, no, you need them 24/7. You need them to live. And they weren't actually wrong about me. But I'm asking, can O get to school at least for the morning and before things get really hectic for his day?
Okay.
Can we start off? Like, what are his first few classes, if you will?
I have no idea.
Man.
I'd have to go look at his schedule because he's in middle school now and I have no idea.
So he rotates through. Like he goes to different teachers at different times.
It's middle school. He's in middle school, high school. So he changes classes every hour.
Right. He has different periods.
Okay.
So let's say he has a study hall first period and then he goes to, I don't know, like
what's
science
your solution,
or something.
Though?
My solution is making sure that little boy gets to school right now.
How are we going
to
get him there?
You going to have to leave.
No.
No.
I'm not leaving.
You're not leaving?
I got to give you, no. You know what? I got to give you a Benson Boone keyword. I got things to do.
All right. Well, then I need more time to think about better advice then.
I need advice on what to do. He's calling me saying he can't go to school. He can't find his glasses. I'm at work. What would you do? I mean, is it just call his father and say, you're up? Good luck. Hope he makes it. Do I leave work?
No.
Do I call somebody else in my community in New Berlin who's busy and has their own kids and a job?
Let's open it up.
What do I do? Do
Woosa.
I call an Uber?
Allie, Woosa, breathe.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Breathe,
see, now
breathe.
He got me flustered.
He got you overwhelmed.
I'm in mom
breathe.
Mode. I'm overstimulated by mom mode.
Deep breath in.
Shocking, right. My kids have anxiety.
414-533-1037. We're going to give Allie some advice, calls, text next. But first,
a Benson Boone keyword, because we are giving you tickets to see Benson Boone at Summerfest. You ready?
So let's de-stress and let's think Benson Boone and then let's start to stress again,
and then
okay?
Help me out. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Me, panic as a mom? Never.
Never. Never.
So I'm sitting here, and right as we're getting ready to go on the air for What Would DZ Do, I get a text message from Owen that I've never seen in my life that says, I can't go to school. I lost my glasses. I'm too insecure without them. Can I please use one of my gone from school days?
He's freaking out.
To which I say, absolutely not. You better find those glasses and catch the bus. He's already missed the bus.
Okay.
Now what do we do?
Right.
I called his father, freaking out. His father lives 20 minutes away in a different suburb, and I said, you better figure it out. what I'm really panicking over here.
When we're trying to figure it out quickly, right?
Quickly. Do you have advice or do you want to go to
the
phones?
I do got advice.
Okay,
yeah.
What's your advice?
My advice is we got to send this little boy to school. Glasses or no glasses.
I don't care.
This is going to be a learned lesson and a learned lesson about preparation. You should be ready. You should be ready, my boy. It sucks that you woke up late. It happens to us all, but you need to have your things prepared. The more important things at that. I bet you he has his phone. He ain't lose that in bed.
He sure did. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right.
He lost his glasses, right? Mm. You need those too. If you're insecure about it, make sure you got them ready to go for the next day. Mm-hmm. We still got to send you to school, but we're going to get you those glasses.
He's normally, he's the responsible one.
And I know that.
He's the one that is always prepared. He likes to be prepared. He likes to be early. He's the one that goes to the bus stop 10 minutes early because he feels better that way. It helps his anxiety.
So this is a learned lesson on preparation and also, I'm sorry, cleanliness. If your room is a mess, it's going to be harder to find things.
Amen.
I say it from experience because I currently experience it still. Mm-hmm. Sometimes our room is in such dismay, I'm like, where are my socks?
DZ, this is like when you get up and there's laundry everywhere and you're mad at yourself for not having cleaned up your room and being prepared.
I should have put this all away.
If I had put my clothes away, I'd feel organized and I'd actually be more calm because I would know where everything is. But instead, I didn't. And now I'm flustered and now it's my own fault.
It's a learned lesson and we continue to learn these lessons. So I'm saying this, him as the young man that he is, because he ain't a little boy no more. He's past that threshold.
He's 13. He's going to be 14 in October, everybody.
And now I'm not saying we got to send this man to the mines and get him digging for coal now. But what I'm saying
is he going
to
make money though?
Papa, I've got the black lung.
No, that's not what we're saying.
We're not sending him to the barracks, right?
Yeah.
But what we're saying, we still got to send him to school. I think you should hit up Powder. I think you should hit up your
neighbor.
I think you need to hit somebody that could get there and is probably already there and go, hey, can you please take this little boy to school? After the show, I'm going to go rush home, find the glasses and take them to his
middle school.
Exactly. But he needs to go now. He can't stay at home until later.
And here's the thing. My neighbor already goes and takes her girls, but she's already gone.
She'd be more than happy to make a quick little turnaround trip.
Because the middle school is only, I know, it's 6 to 8 minutes away, depending on traffic. Trust me, I've done it enough. I know how far it is.
And this is the it takes a village situation to where he's already there. They're already there. Your neighbors can go whoop, whoop, real quick.
Somebody said maybe it's a test day on the text and there's something I don't know where he's not prepared. Something he's not prepared because he is. I've never heard him say, I'm also not prepared. I can do all the work from home. Something's off.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to go take that quiz, that test, that whatever, my boy. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is going to be a learned lesson.
Somebody said, where's that neighbor that feels bad about him waiting for the bus? That was Hudson. That's a different neighbor.
What?
Hudson has that neighbor has, yes, there's a few neighbors in rotation.
But we've got neighbors involved that you could hit right now that would be there quicker than your ex.
True.
And though he is his father, and it's like,
this is parenting. This is our problem.
Now, if Pops is already on the way or something, that changes the narrative for me. But
I'm getting an update from Owen, but I want to see what everybody says.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll tell you what's going on currently.
We need an update, obviously.
Okay, let's go to Dolly in Milwaukee. I want to see what everybody says I should do about this. My son calls me. Obviously, I'm at work, so I start panicking, saying, I can't go to school.
I don't got my glasses.
Dolly. We gonna spin and kill. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, Dolly.
What should I do right now?
Hey. So, okay, I agree with DZ. Like, a learning lesson. Life is all about learning lessons, right? So, if you keeping your room clean so you can find everything, get things ready the night before so you're not scraping and scrambling in the morning when it's time to get up. Make sure your alarm is set so that you can get up on time. So, I would still send them to school because we're not missing school.
We're not missing school.
And you're just going to have to learn that lesson.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure if he has to go to school without his glasses, he will know next time that he will prepare himself. And if it's a situation where the neighbor can help out with taking him to school, or make dad do it. Dad, step up. You go ahead and step up. This is your child too, so you have to help where you can help as well. So, but I definitely say take this as a learning lesson.
You guys are right.
I'm thinking of the timeliness because Pops lives 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
We're burning time here, right? He's missing part of the school day already. Technically,
he's already late.
Listen,
he's already late.
Right, now he is I'm already stressed late. Because somebody. Oh, Dolly, we got to let you go. It's something's going on with your
Dolly.
Phone. Thanks, Dolly.
Bye. You too.
Have a good morning.
We'll update you, Dolly. Love. Peace.
Yeah, I'm going to update you guys right now because I can. Something's going on. It says on our text line, you said he has anxiety. If he's never done this before, this is a test to see if he can actually trust you with his personal problems. I know this personally. Please give him a day to refocus and calm down. He will trust you with other stuff. He's a teen. I do agree that he is. Mm. He is not the kid that usually has these moments. So he does need to be able to trust me, but I feel like he's working the system, and I feel like there's more to the story.
But it's not about the glasses.
It's not about the glasses. But I do think he just got overwhelmed.
Okay.
He wasn't prepared.
Okay.
All of these things were happening, and he's stressed. Let's go to Jade though in South Milwaukee, who's a kid.
Jade, mm-hmm. Our youngin' Jade.
Jade, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How old are you, Jade?
I am 11.
So I need your advice. What should I do with Owen? He's 13 and he's panicking because he missed the bus, can't find his glasses. What do I do?
You wear glasses, Jade?
So yes, I am a former glasses user. I wear contacts now.
Okay. Nice.
Okay, but you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I used to forget my glasses all the time. So I used to just keep like a backup pair in my backpack.
Mm.
Oh, good move.
I see.
Sometimes
a backup.
Smart.
You just don't have
very
enough time.
Smart.
So if there is time, you could bring him his glasses. But
it wouldn't be till 10 o'clock when this show's over,
right,
though. Let me tell you what.
How do we fix it now,
Jade?
It's
going to be like three classes before that. He's going to be at lunch when I get those glasses there.
At least he can see his food.
Well, I guess we're not fixing it.
Jade, what do you think? How do we get him to school, or what would you do in this scenario?
Should I leave him at home?
Mm-hmm. I would just suck it up.
Okay, say less.
You heard
Jade.
It from the homie right there, Jade.
Thank you, Jade. Have a good day. Appreciate your opinion.
Bye.
Kristen and Delavan, she went a little harsh. She said Owen should pay dad gas money to take him to school. No, these are your parents.
It's going to be his own money.
Yeah.
Or yours.
Yeah. I'm going to be giving the money to his dad. Are you kidding me? Last but not least, let's go to Karen in Tishigan. And then I actually am getting an update, a live update on what's happening, because, you know, Owen's got to be at school soon. So mm-hmm. we're right in the middle of this right now. All right, let's go to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hey, guys.
Morning,
Good
Karen.
Good morning. She works in the school district.
She works in the area?
In your school district.
She works
yes.
New Berlin. She might actually have some advice.
Oh, so you offering to help.
This is my girl.
Well, she's, you know, I'm on my way to work right now. I'm going to be in New Berlin. But my advice is, normally I would be totally with DZ. But, Allie, if you're saying this kid is your responsible one, doesn't normally do this
he
sort
doesn't.
Of stuff, I would totally give him a pass. I would make him go to school.
Mm-hmm.
I would make the dad go over there and help him find the glasses and take him to school a bit late.
Okay.
He needs to go to school.
He needs to go to school.
I agree
with you. I agree with you, Karen. Well, it's happening in real time, everybody. As all this happened, I'm getting a text from Owen. We got the one about the Dots pretzels. Did I say that on the air?
Yeah, he said we're low on Dots pretzels.
Yeah.
I'm like, boy, how you go find your glasses?
He was sending me a text about pretzels, Karen. I'm like, nobody cares about your snack right now. Go get your glasses. So then I say, did you find your glasses? Yes or no? This was how many minutes ago? This is a couple minutes ago. He says, yes.
Oh, thank God.
Then I say, is Dad coming to get you? He says, yes.
Good.
Thank goodness.
I say, make sure you have deodorant on. He says, okay. And then, all this is happening, my girl Natalie's texting one of my friends in New Berlin saying, let me know if I can help. Thanks. See, the mom friends are coming out right now.
The
Karen
homies is on
Natalie,
the way.
They know what's up. No, Owen, then I could see on the Ring camera, I got a notification. He's sitting on the porch waiting.
Okay.
And like a bat out of hell, you ready for this, Karen and DZ?
What?
His dad pulled up. I think he may actually get to school on time. I don't know how his dad,
I think he might make it.
I don't know how his dad got there that quick, because what's the start time? He's going to get there.
I don't really do math well, but I know that wasn't no 20 minutes.
Dad must have already been
out.
What's your favorite color? Very intense questions I got from the kids yesterday at Atonement Lutheran School in Milwaukee. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
It's a tough question. Answer the question. What's your favorite color?
I love March for two reasons. Well, actually three. Maybe four. Okay, let's start at the top.
You just like March apparently.
March Madness. Fun.
Boom. Ooh.
Spring break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. and Read Across America Week. When we get invited to school.
And St. Patrick's Day.
And St. Patrick's. Oh, yeah, and for St. Patrick's Day. We keep adding things to March. Anyway, the point is this.
Okay? And my nephew's birthday.
Your nephew's
and my
birthday.
Dad's birthday is in March, too.
Nope, not many added. Things? Too many
all right.
things.
All right, that's
things.
On my list. That's on my list.
But yesterday, I got invited to go read to the kids at Atonement Lutheran. You've been there with me last year, and we just go on our own and do it.
I'll be back this year, too, at some point.
Shout out to all the teachers. I mean, people ask us, and I immediately go, yes. And they're always like, you'll come? I go, of course I'll come read to the kids. So hit us up before Read Across America Week in the future. We'll come to your school.
As long as they don't mind me stuttering over a couple words, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll come read to the kids.
If we can get it on our schedule and make it make sense, it's great. We were supposed to go to Trowbridge?
Trowbridge, yeah, Trowbridge.
In Bayview, yeah. They invited us, and we were so excited, and then they had to close because they were having the lead issues.
Yeah.
So the teacher hit us up and said, I'm so sorry, we had to close and we don't know what's happening, and I felt so bad. I said, we were supposed to come read to your kids.
We gonna get there, and we are coming to read. We just gotta put it on pause. They gotta handle some things, make sure everybody's good, make sure the school's right, but we'll get there.
Well, I was at Atonement Lutheran, which is right in the heart of Milwaukee, yesterday, and the kids are hysterical because I had to write down the questions they asked.
Okay.
Like, what's your favorite color? What celebrities have you met? Do you have Taylor Swift's phone number?
Obviously, these questions are important and vital.
When they asked me about Taylor Swift's phone number, I lost it because I went in and I read to them, and then it was like, do you have time for questions? And I was in like the 4K, I even had third graders. The third graders are the ones who asked if I had Taylor Swift's phone number, which is Aaron, your wife is a third grade
teacher.
She probably could relate to some of these questions. And the little ones were the what's your favorite color, you know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I told them a story when they asked me about, like, who's the most famous person you've ever interviewed? And I was like, oh, I get asked this all the time. And I don't know. I've been doing radio for over 25 years at this point. And I even said to them, some of these people you wouldn't even know because you're only in third grade. The other day, Destiny's Child was playing. And Hudson says to me, who's 11, that sounds like Beyonce. And I go, it is Beyonce. She was in Destiny's Child. He goes, huh?
You whip your head over like, what?
And that's when you realize how old you are, right?
Yes, yeah.
So I was telling them the story of how many years ago I got to interview Taylor Swift on the show, and they go, oh, what?
They lost their minds.
I go, she called in. She was not as famous as she is now, but she was famous. And if you don't know this story, this is a crazy story, everybody. We had an interview scheduled with Taylor Swift. It was, I believe, on a Monday morning. And guess what happened that weekend?
What?
Kanye stole the mic from her at the award show screamed.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, was it the VMAs or something else? He basically stole the mic.
I'm going to let you finish.
Screamed that, you know, Beyonce should have won, essentially.
And wasn't it the Grammys?
It might have been the Grammys, but it happened literally the day or two after that. We had already had this on the books.
So it was scheduled.
So they call us.
Ye snatches the mic.
Taylor Swift's people call us. I should Google what year that was. So they call us and they say, okay, well, Taylor's still going to do the interview on the phone with you guys.
Lit.
But you're not allowed
to ask
her about the Kanye West incident.
Wow. Wow.
And this had happened like the day before.
How do you not?
So I'm like, how do we not ask Taylor Swift at this point about the Grammys? Was this 2015? Or no, it had to be.
I think it was before that.
Yeah. 2009.
Cool.
2009. So we have an interview with her right out, and I'm like, I can't believe we can't ask her. And they said she will hang up.
She'll click.
If you ask her anything.
That makes sense.
About the Kanye West, because even nobody could even wrap their head around what had even happened.
She was probably still processing.
She was like embarrassed and all this stuff.
Sure.
So we did not ask her.
Yo.
And I'll never forget that interview. I feel like I really just did not do my job that day, but she would have hung up. And then what? We have no Taylor Swift interview.
I mean, it would have made for great radio though. Then, because think
no
about
answer.
It,
and
who
we,
got
and,
to ask?
And then they wouldn't have let us ever interview. Wow. Then we would have had problems with the record company, and
ever.
They would have tried to punish us because we were not being respectful. And this is all the insides of radio. Everybody.
Allie wasn't trying to get a shadow banned.
No, not to Taylor. And thank God, because she's so big now, shadow banned. But that's a true story about interviewing Taylor. What were the odds we had that interview planned, and then this happened?
That's fate, bro.
And then they said she's going to hang up, and so we didn't. So that's when the the third graders go, well, do you have Taylor Swift's phone number? And I went, she's probably changed it about 7 times since that story happened.
But I'll text it. But see if somebody picks up.
You never know.
Bruh, I actually have never heard that story.
Yeah,
coincidentally enough, I would have been the third grader in the room going, wow.
I probably need to tell stories like that more often, because there's a few like that from this radio station that I just forget about.
Right,
that
are right.
That Taylor's so big now, people can appreciate that 100%. Story. 100%.
Like when Iggy Azalea came up into the studio and, you know, just hung out in here for a minute.
That's
you got
right.
Some, you got some names. You got some artists. We got some pool, bro.
We've
talked
a lot
to a lot of cool people.
Katy Perry came in here and jumped on the table long before she was famous. She was always that wild.
In the conference room?
She was trying to get attention and in a good way.
In a stunt way.
And she was unforgettable.
Yep.
She was trying to be unforgettable.
And she was. Look at her.
She was that girl. She jumped on the table and was like, what's up, everybody?
Look at her now.
And you never forgot her, and she's still going.
I mean, the studio itself, the building itself, it's decorated with photos, images, you know, hanging portraits of the famous people that we've had through these halls, that we've had in the building, that we've brought to the city. It's dope. It really is dope. We've talked to a lot of people. So I'm sure the kids are always going to ask that question.
And I just want to say, because I started this whole story with me going to speak at Atonement Lutheran, somebody texted in and said, that's where Jordan Poole, the NBA player, went to school. And I know that because they have his jersey on the wall. When walk in, you can see it.
Remember seeing it last year. Nah, it was dope. He shows love to the city, man.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you to Atonement for having me out. Enjoy DZ when he gets out there.
I'll pull up.
And you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Because I think so.
It involves somebody really wanting her man to get rid of social media.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think we're ready for this.
It's going to trigger some people. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay. We got this one sent in on an email, and I went, oh, this is coming to the top. Sorry, everybody. Everybody else is getting moved down.
Pushed she out said, the way.
Am I the jerk for telling him to delete his Snapchat? Oh, I couldn't stop reading. I was like, oh, this is so many couples being insecure, having issues with social.
And I felt it differently.
Whew.
Let's listen.
All right. She says, please keep me anonymous. Small backstory, me and my partner have known each other for 15 years. We were previously married, but now divorced, but have been back together for a year now. She writes, I know, in parentheses. No judgment. You got back together. It's fine. She said, it's been hard for both, but worth it. We appreciate each other more and love having our family back together. I've been without a Snapchat and Instagram for a couple months now because I'm focused on school. When I did have it, both me and my partner agreed to delete the opposite sex friends that we didn't really know on Snap only. Now this past weekend, we went out. He took some snaps. The next morning, I casually asked him to see the videos and didn't think anything of it. He posted a snap on his public story about his food plate. I checked like I used to with mine to see who viewed it. A woman who we had a conversation about before and who is not his snap friend viewed his story.
It's a public story.
I saw a gray halo around her icon.
What's that mean?
And asked him if he watched her story using my normal voice. He said no. I asked him if he was sure again. He said he was sure. I Googled it on the spot. Turns out he did. Does the halo mean you? I don't know what the halo means.
Dude, I don't know.
He said it made me think a lot. It made me think a lot of crazy stuff. I asked him to let me see her story, and he got confrontational. I asked him why he did it and why did he lie about
it. He got defensive quick.
He said he was bored. I gave him the ultimatum that if he does not deactivate it, we can't continue. Snapchat is just easier to be sneaky. I was single once and know how both men and women can be. I don't disagree with you. Snapchat is the sneaky way.
Well, images disappearing, bro.
And then she writes, his real friends know where to contact him. LOL.
No, that's fair. That is fair.
Snapchat is a shady way. And it's filtered as hell. I mean, you want the good filters, you go to Snapchat. So sometimes I look at these pictures and
that's where the good filters are for
real? Oh, yes.
I mean, it is the camera
all
app.
All the pictures, I mean, I love them too. I'm not denying them, but that's where you get all the good filters.
So that's where people
look different.
And they take the picture on Snapchat, and then
share it other places.
Got it.
Yes,
got it.
Absolutely.
Whoa, you just put me on game, bro. I need to read download Snapchat for the filters.
Just for the filters. And then they post it and you're like, oh, you look so good. And I'm like, oh, that's a filter.
That's a filter.
Yeah, she filtered that.
Oh, your eyes don't look like
she,
that.
What's the retouch app?
Girl, that ain't your cheekbones.
People use that too all the time.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Ooh.
So anyway, okay. So this is her question. Am I the jerk for telling him to delete his Snapchat? She also, then she adds more.
What'd she say?
She said, I forgot to mention, the woman's story who he showed me eventually is very attractive.
Okay.
She's had surgeries to enhance her figure, which I've been wanting since we had the first of our three kids.
Mm.
So she's already got some jealousy issues.
I don't want to say there it
you
is.
You
got to
stop comparing, girl.
Yeah, she's comparing currently.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they were at one point married, mm-hmm. divorced, and are now rekindling their relationship. She's feeling a little insecure, I think it's safe to say.
And obviously, makes you wonder what happened before, why they broke up, if she's this insecure now. Trying to make it work. Okay.
Well, they got three kids, though.
That's why people try to stick it out. Okay,
and that's why they're trying to get their family back together. I respect it.
I don't know if he's cheating or just trying to hide it from her because he just wants to do what he just wants to look at hot women, and he knows if he tells her, she's going to lose it.
I don't necessarily, think that he's like cheating or anything. Like, but sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, he's probably cheating or something.
Why would somebody you're not friends with watch your story, though? I mean,
I don't know.
I can't.
People could just see your story, though, right?
But I'd have to go to your profile and watch your story. If we're not friends.
Oh, they'd have to search for
you.
Yes.
You can't just watch someone. Go to someone's profile to watch their public story.
Duh.
So when she's writing in saying, well, the woman watched his story. Well, why if they're not even friends?
Mm-hmm.
There is some shadiness going on.
And the gray halo obviously means that they've got some sort of interaction, whether it's just watching stories or actually like talking back and forth. I'm hearing a lot of insecurities, but I'm hearing a lot of defensiveness on his end too, bruh. I don't think she's necessarily unjustified because they originally had a conversation about getting rid of it. Or getting rid of the people, excuse me.
Oh, a gray halo means you sent a friend request that they have not accepted or a message that has not been read or has expired.
Oh.
So maybe he was trying to connect with her and she just didn't add him back. But because sometimes people add me and I'll go watch their story and I'll be like, I don't know you, I'm not adding you.
Okay.
And then I go through phases where I at everybody because of our job, and I go, I don't know
any of you,
but y'all can be on here, fine.
Mm-hmm. But he also probably doesn't work in the same realm that we do, to as far as like just add random people like
we're
that.
Different.
We're
us,
different.
Us adding anybody and everybody is way different than a normal person on Snapchat.
Right.
It's not the same.
Yeah, but
we would have a reason. He does not.
Right. Hear me out. I don't think she's jerky for being upfront and confrontational about this.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm hearing the jerkiness is for her to tell him he has to gave him the ultimatum. He has to delete the app. Y'all had already had a conversation about deleting the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Y'all agreed. You said yes. Tip of the hat. Both agree. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Now you're saying, okay, well, now you got to delete the whole app.
Mm-hmm.
Your real friends know where to reach you.
It feels controlling, and at the same time, they obviously have some issues. So if he wants to get through it, he's going to have to. This is like
it's coming from a real place.
If there's some kind of history of issues like this, if you really want to work it out, you got to put in the work, which means you may have to delete a stupid app like Snapchat so that you can't see hot women and make your wife insecure. I don't know what else to tell you, my guy. Like, or is she the problem because she's having issues?
If what's missing out of this story is that he has in the past or recently, whatever broke y'all up, reached out to women trying to like talk, interact, and they're attractive and you have self-conscious thoughts about your body and yourself, yes, genuine problem. I hear what you're saying. We've got something to attach ourselves to. But that's unspoken, so we can't make that assumption. Mm. This one's weird, bro.
It is. Autumn in Waukesha said, jerk, in my opinion, if you're that insecure and trust him that little, the relationship isn't even worth it. I don't disagree with that. If you're having these issues and there's more there.
She went as far as to look at the woman's Snapchat and judged and went, oh, she's had surgeries. She looks like this. She thinks she probably looks better than her, whether she feels that's true or not. I disagree. I think you're beautiful in your own, and you gave that man babies. He's got an attachment to you that will never change regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Let's see this. Another text from Liliana in West Dallas says, not Snapchat. Snapchat's such a middle school way to cheat.
I'm in
high school. I can say that. Honestly, if they get divorced, that happens for a reason, so they should get back together because clearly something happened. I don't know, man. Strange.
Strange.
Okay, so Liliana, you are in high high school, and you're saying Snapchat's a middle way, a middle school way to cheat.
It feels juvenile. It does. But, it genuinely does.
But then you'd be surprised.
Maybe it is.
Well, I feel like they're saying you're an amateur if you're cheating on Snapchat, but I feel like older people are amateurs. Does that make any sense?
I hear what you're saying.
Like, I feel like, yeah, you're right, actually.
I don't know if I want to answer this one, man. This one's hairy.
I don't know. This is how I feel about trust issues.
Yeah. Well, you got to validate.
Tell me that you can get past it if you have trust issues and that you can work it out, but you've got to put in the work.
Trust is the root of life.
But I know myself, and anytime I've been cheated on, that's been the end of it, because I'm well aware that this would be so many people in relationships who can't get over it, and then you're trying to push through, but you're not really getting over it.
If cheating's been an issue, I hear what you're saying, but we don't know that.
We don't know that.
So I'm guessing it hasn't been, and maybe they just fell out of love and then tried to rekindle, and it's not working, and she's very self-conscious because he's looking at other women that she sees as more attractive than her.
414-533-1037. This is a sticky mess.
Hey, yo.
In fact, I don't want to answer either.
Hey, yo.
Is she the jerk for telling him to delete his Snapchat?
What's her name?
She wanted to be anonymous, so.
Snapchat Sally.
There we go.
Snapchat Sally.
Done.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ and I are having a great conversation off the air about how cheating in high school just doesn't count for traumatizing you. It has to be a college and above when you actually get affected by... I'm not saying it doesn't hurt.
It's when the relationship is actually a serious commitment,
man.
You
haven't been through a lot if that's what sticks with you.
If what sticks with you is little Timmy cheating on you in fourth grade because he kissed another girl when he gave her his cookie,
you've had a pretty good life.
You have been blessed. I'll give you that. I'll give you that, man. And I'm not taking the trauma from you, but man, I've gone through some other stuff.
Let's go to the phones, because the question today is Snapchat Sally the jerk for telling her man he has to delete his Snapchat? They've had issues in the past. They broke up, but they're back together. They've got three kids. Mm-hmm. They agreed to both delete anyone they don't know of the opposite sex. There's the first issue right there that we're already having to go to these lengths. You don't have to live like that, girl.
You really don't. Whatever happened that made y'all live like this might not be worth it.
You don't need to live like this. But let's go to Janine in West Dallas and talk to her first. Hi, Janine.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Is she the jerk for telling him to delete the Snapchat?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah. Nonchalant. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, like, it's extreme with the opposite sex and then... You know, when are you going to stop? You know, pretty soon you'll have no social media at all.
Right.
You know, either there's trust or there's no trust.
True.
If you don't have any trust, why
you're screwed.
True.
You are screwed. With no trust.
Period.
Well,
and
Janine.
I'm just thinking about the anxiety. This is what I was trying to reference with talking about being cheated on. I have really wanted to be with people who cheated on me and going, but I've had to say, you know what? I will have so much anxiety being with you because I would be doing crap like this.
Right.
Yeah. I would be paranoid. Right. Check in the Snapchat. You should not be. Nobody needs to live like that. Nobody.
Right. If he cheated, this is a different conversation, but we have zero knowledge of that.
And Janine, do you understand what DZ and I are saying? Where if he cheated, this makes sense. If
not
he
the
did
jerk.
Not cheat, this does not make
this,
sense.
Not
and
as
we,
much.
We don't know that factor.
Right.
It's the issue.
Insecurity. Then I think you are the one that needs some help. You need some counseling.
And not that guy if it's sending you, if it's spiraling that bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
No. So something Janine said really makes sense, bro. Like, you're now comparing, and you're going to continue to go on checking that Snapchat.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's never going to stop. This is going to become a vicious cycle because this insecurity is now
you're
locked.
You're painful without him,
mm-hmm.
but you're also in pain with him. And that's what you got to,
exactly.
That's what my point about being with people if you don't trust them.
And
it makes no sense.
You're going to be in pain alone. That's
where
you heal yourself.
Janine.
Talk
to him.
Okay, you know what?
Set yourself free.
You're only the first caller, too. Hold on, Janine. I love it.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Janine.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Oof, breathe after that one because she was on point.
All right, let's go to Audra in Brookfield and see what she thinks. Hi, Audra.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I know this is going to trigger a lot of people who have insecurities in their relationship, and a lot do. There's a lot of issues like this, especially with social media.
But that's why we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a valid conversation. Audra, what's
up? Is she the jerk for telling him to delete his Snapchat?
At this point in time, she is not the jerk.
Ooh,
not.
And hear me out.
I'm listening.
So I agree they need counseling, and I say they.
Yes,
so if
correct.
They are trying to get back together, they need to have counseling
to
deal
back
with
together.
Whatever. Okay, if they're trying to date, stay together.
That part.
I agree.
They need to deal with the past and respectfully take responsibility for both their parts.
Sure.
However, because they are trying to stay together for their family, and they had the agreement to delete whatever problem people or what have you.
They're trying to delete other people, which, by the way, you're always going to be having interactions with people of the opposite sex, whether it's on Snapchat or not.
Or
which
real
is also
life.
A red flag, by the way. But anyway, real life.
Right, exactly. So, but he went, so it's fine to look, it's fine if guys look at beautiful women and what have you. Who cares, right? But he messaged her and tried to friend her.
After deleting her, probably.
That was the halo.
That is where the issue lies.
That's true.
He's doing something he shouldn't be.
Sure.
Exactly.
That makes her uncomfortable.
Something they already agreed upon that they weren't going to do.
And you're right. If you're going to work it out, you have to agree to the terms if you want to get past the trust issues. And he's not doing his part.
And if you got a problem with the terms.
And now she's annoying and over trying to control him. And she doesn't have to live like that.
Yeah. You
don't have to be like that.
You shouldn't agree to stuff you don't actually agree to just to agree at the same time, though. You know what I'm saying? This conversation wasn't fully had, and somebody just said, okay.
Well, the temptation is not, he's unable to say no to it.
Well, that doesn't help anything. Exactly. So, he went to those lengths then to try to connect or reconnect with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so he broke whatever promise he made to her already.
Right.
Which is a massive red flag.
Girl.
So she's saying jerk.
We all want to be the one that changed him, and we never are.
I mean, I disagree.
No, run for your life.
You can't change a leopard spot.
Oof. All right. Well, we split now, dog.
No, I think he could change. Just not with this girl. Not with the same one is what I'm getting at. There's history. Yeah. Unless they go to counseling, like she said.
Exactly. No. It takes work.
They're not going to do it this way.
Snap of a finger. Nope.
Hot mess. All right. Thank you. She says not the jerk.
We're split. No, she said jerk. Not the jerk.
No, I said not the jerk.
Not the jerk. We're split.
All right, Audra. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye. We're sweating.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Christina with the blue hair and see what she thinks. She'll be the tiebreaker.
She's the tiebreaker?
Girl.
Christina.
You guys, I am on fire.
I can imagine.
Go on.
On fire. So first of all, I agree with the first two ladies about the fact that this woman needs to get herself help. But on the other aspect, she's being the jerk to herself. Girl, what are you doing?
I agree. She's torturing herself with this relationship.
Never let a man or a friend tell you that you're not valuable to them more than once, okay? You guys are divorced.
Mm.
You are divorced. You didn't just break up and get back together. You're divorced.
Tried to work it out. Yeah.
That's it. Now I could see if she came back and he's like, I went to therapy and she went to therapy on her own and they were both actively working to get back together. Mm-hmm. But this doesn't seem like the case. This seems like she missed him. He missed her.
Yeah.
She's like, come help me with your
kids. It was comfortable.
They got back together while broken.
Family together.
Yep. They got back together broken
for
sure.
And nothing was fixed.
This is not what you do to yourself, sweetheart. He already showed you once he doesn't value you. Now you're back together and he's showing you furthermore. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you things and then deliberately do exactly what I said I wasn't going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goodbye. Shut him out. Goodbye.
So is she the jerk, though, for telling him to delete his Snapchat? Because we agree that she's torturing herself in this relationship for whatever.
Telling him that because she's being a jerk.
She's doing it to herself.
She's doing it to herself.
She has nothing else to say.
Yeah, you're right.
His bleep would be packed and outside.
You're putting up with it. So
that
either
part.
You got to deal with who he is, and that may be him on Snapchat.
Woman, but
or,
this woman, he's not changing for. And that's just the way that the cookie crumbles.
Listen, and she's probably listening, this is probably breaking her heart, but I don't know how else to say this because I'm looking
girl,
at her real name
you.
Right now
choose
feeling real
yourself.
Bad. I'm like, these are real people listening, but you know what?
Girl,
that's a real conversation.
Run for your
right
life,
here.
Yeah.
You need to choose you.
Yeah.
You need to choose you and your kids.
And she's
work
choosing
on yourself.
Yeah.
You do not need a man to be happy. Trust me. The happiest years of my life, I was alone.
Well,
I love my husband.
I was alone, but my husband's cool now.
He's cool. I love him. I'll keep him, you know. But
dang,
I work
bro.
On me, so I'm happy being by myself.
Yeah.
I just pray that she gets the help that she needs and puts this loser out of her house. Because she's also teaching her children that it's okay to lie. Wow. Daddy's a liar.
She's
and
paranoid.
The kids don't deserve to be all sad all day with all the tension and you guys getting together and breaking up, Just close the door and move on.
Well, it's not a healthy relationship in the sense that you're paranoid and don't feel good enough and you're always... I mean, the fact that you have to watch somebody's social media, that kind of anxiety is not good in a relationship. Been there, done that, and it makes you crazy. You don't want it.
We have the same password. We can grab each other's phones whenever we want, but we don't.
Because you trust each other and you know better, yeah.
I was going to say, man.
We both know. I value this person. I don't want to lose this person, and we know that person values themselves. So I know if I start disrespecting my husband, he'll be like, oh, no, I'm not dealing with this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I love you, but from over there, you know? So she needs to choose her. Work on yourself. Baby girl, you're beautiful. All women are beautiful. Having children is beautiful. And if you're around anybody that makes you feel insecure, those are not the people that you should have around you at all.
Go with your
man,
gut.
Man, woman, family, doesn't matter.
Amen.
Her hair is red today because it's on fire.
Christina, thank you. I feel you on this so hard. So thank you.
And if you need help with the kids, girl, hit me up. I'll babysit.
Christina with the blue hair, man, coming in the clutch.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye, bye.
Love, bye.
All right, wow. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with everything she said. You're torturing yourself.
It works it out because Christina says jerk. You're being a jerk to yourself. You're being a jerk to the scenario. You're being a jerk to life right
Get
now.
Get a therapy with him, and if you cannot do that and figure it out, stop living like this because you don't have to, and there's somebody that will not, you'll be in a relationship with that you will not feel like this.
That part.
And if there's not, then be alone, like me, because that's what I choose half the time. I'm like, do you want to be in this or do you want to be alone?
Choose yourself.
Thank you, DZ. Yeah. Absolutely. Until you find someone that, you know, loves you the way you want to be loved. Okay, so you get the picture. Text the word fixed. It's 20357. You'll be entered to win. So I was going to talk about what my son's auditioning for, but do you want to talk about men and women and how you feel like men get a bad rap? We were kind of talking about this off the air. I'm open to that, dude, that conversation.
I mean, I didn't care to talk about it on air, but since it's now spoken
bad.
On, yeah,
like,
sure.
Bad because I feel like you think we dump on dudes a lot because we just had this deep talk about Snapchat and should Snapchat Sally, you know, is she the jerk for telling her dude to delete his Snapchat? But I feel like, it's interesting how you said dudes get dumped on, and I'm like, I know a lot of good dudes, but I also have a lot of really bad experiences dating.
Well,
for no reason whatsoever, where people make dumb choices.
The bad eggs tend to be louder, right? The bad dogs tend to bark louder, right? Good dogs, chill. We stay at home. We go to work. We kick it, right?
Yeah.
But then it seems like the societal thought behind men and the general consensus is, yeah, men are dog, men suck, men are good for nothing. Mm-hmm. We don't need them. That sucks as a man that feels like he's trying to provide, give for his family, give his all for the good dudes that are out there to hear in society that it's permeated that men are dogs, men suck, men are good for nothing. We don't need them. Well, all right. I mean, I'm going to stay quiet and do my thing, but that's not true.
I think it's unfair too, because I think that's how you feel, right? I get why you feel that way and that's what you hear, but that's not, I have two sons.
Right.
So I obviously don't feel, I feel like that's what you're hearing, whether that's what we're saying or not. You're like, well, we ain't nothing. They don't need us. Well, no, we don't need you and you don't need us at the end of the day, unless you want to have a kid.
We need women. No, men need women.
You
yes.
do? For
yes.
what do you think?
For love, for affection, for attention. Attention, for care, for protection. We need women equally as much as we thought women needed us. But what I'm saying is that men, the move right now is that men are currently feeling like we're unnecessary to y'all's survival. You really only need us for procreation and that's it.
No, I mean, I would love a guy that was loving and nice that I connected with, but I'm also not going to just put up with somebody because I want love or need those things. I think that women for years did need men because we either weren't allowed to work or couldn't work or were told we weren't supposed to or were supposed to stay home or you couldn't afford childcare anyway, so you might as well just stay home. And obviously the tables have turned in society where women realize, hold on, we're not tied to the house. We're not tied to this. We don't need something, you know. We don't necessarily, and if you don't want to have kids or get married, there are people that, men and women, who are like, I mean, obviously I have physical needs I want to get met, but other than that, some people don't want that. Mm-hmm. Or they get love from their friends. Right. I get more love from my friends than I do from dudes. See what I'm saying? So It's like the only thing missing is the physical.
Sure.
And we even joke about it. Me and my girlfriends were like, dude, I'm like, I get you, console me. You're there for me when I need you. You're the first person I call when I'm crying. You come over when I need help. We hug. We can lay in bed and watch TV. We're just not doing it.
Men
that's
are craving
the only difference.
Men
you know?
Are craving that too, but yeah. we're normally not almost like
given
that.
You're not
like
gonna lay in bed with a dude and watch TV and eat popcorn.
I mean, and that's what you want to do with your girlfriends, but your man wants to do that with you just as much, mm-hmm. right? He wants to be your best friend also, right? I think at one point there was a patriarchal and a matriarchal decision that was made and went, all right, men, y'all gotta fight. You guys have to conquer. You guys are gonna fight each other. We're talking about tribes, we're talking about medieval times, we're talking about the king's era, where they were like, you guys conquer, you guys fight each other, we're not doing none of that. We're gonna hold y'all down, we're gonna cook, we're gonna take care of the kids. We obviously can't fight, I'm pregnant, I'm with child.
Yeah.
Society evolved, we conquered everything we needed to conquer, and now we're going into the modern era of, well, what's next? Well, men have locked into this role of like, we are protectors, providers, we're gonna continue to like love and embrace and do what we can. Mm-hmm. Women going, okay, cool, you guys are gonna continue to do that. We don't wanna be, you know, the matriarchal anymore, we're strong, we're independent. And yes, you are, but then you tell us and show us y'all don't need us. Where does that leave us? It leaves us almost roleless, and then it leaves us trying to like, I don't know, like internalize with ourselves because we don't want to upset the balance of the ecosystem that we've created, right? We want to shift the balance. As a society, men are going, all right, well, how do y'all want to shift it?
I'm processing what you're saying. I'm thinking about what the texts are saying. People are texting in things like, speak, brother, triggered women bundled us together. I'm a man.
And it's not
and
everybody.
You better preach, Allie. Well, it's obviously not because I don't think that, but I feel like that's what you hear. And I feel like we talk about women that cheat. I feel like I've met men who have been cheated on by women and left. And I don't think highly of those women. I think they're, you know, I have the same issue with them I do with the dudes.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when we go off on the dude, it's like, but I don't think
it's
it really
more triggering.
Matters. I don't think it matters either way. I think if a guy had if we had just done that same Am I the Jerk and it was reversed, I would have been just as irritated with the dude and said, just like I was with her, saying, why are you with this girl?
Yeah.
You obviously have trust issues and you don't trust her, so why are you torturing yourself? Get the hell out.
Think about, okay,
I would have felt the same way if it was reversed.
The other day's Am I the Jerk, right? Or maybe it was a What Would DZ Do? We talked about dude hadn't worked for 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. He was a stay-at-home spouse, right?
I had an issue with that, just like I would have an issue with a woman who doesn't have kids or stay at home for no reason. And see, I feel like
you're an anomaly. Society would go, yeah, but you know, when it's a stay-at-home spouse in a woman's role, you go, that's what you agreed to. You got to suck it up, my boy. You told her she could stay home. You know, it is what it is. But when it's the flip and it's the woman, the breadwinner, and the dude still in that home, we went, oh, he's a bum. He ain't doing nothing. He better be at least taking care of the home. Mm. In the woman's sense, we almost assume that she's already doing that. We assume she's not a bum. We assume she's taking care of the home.
I assume she's a bum.
Society will be like, oh, she's taking care of stuff.
That people don't rip on the woman if she's staying at home doing absolutely nothing like they would on a man. Yeah. I completely agree. But I don't. That doesn't mean that everybody feels that way, because I feel like, just like you feel like we're calling all men bums, I feel like you're assuming that, you know, your point of view the opposite way. And I'm like, no, that's not necessarily it. Like, I don't know what the hell a woman's doing at home all day. Same thing in 2025 if there's no kids and nothing to do. Like, you can only clean the house so many times.
100%.
Yeah, there were times when you just stayed home because you were supposed to stay home and you wasn't even a discussion about what you just, it's just what you did.
Yeah.
But now we have options and we can work and do all these things. So I don't know.
I mean, we want to open it up to opinions or what?
Sure, absolutely. Somebody said, I don't need a man, but I want a man. I'd rather be wanted than needed. That's Francis from Milwaukee. Absolutely. Yeah, you were kind of just told we're supposed to grow up, we get married, we have kids. Well, that's not necessarily what makes people happy.
100%.
A lot of people aren't happy with that kind of life and want one or the other or both or neither.
Yeah.
And so I think everyone's figuring out what they want to do with their lives. But I do agree agree. Yes, women, it wasn't as judged because we weren't given the option to work. And now we are. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't okay, or it was judged or whatever. I get why you feel that way, but I don't feel like we say all dudes are bums. I think people are bums in general when it comes to dating and how they treat people. I think most relationships are messed up. You know what I'm saying?
Enough.
And you have to surround yourself, like I said, with a good guy like you. Well, if you're surrounded by other positive couples, then you're going to thrive. That's my opinion.
Well,
you know?
This wasn't a pointed gun at you. I'm not,
no,
you know, obviously, like, this is an open conversation about the generalization of society that good dudes like me go, well, we're just going to keep being good dudes because the world's going to say we suck either way.
Well, I just don't think it's fair. And I understand why you think that because of your background and everything you believe in and with your family. But I think that.
Not even that, just the conversations we have and the experiences, like the stories we go about on the show. Or
you take
what
it
you
personally every time we rip on dudes. I've noticed that, though. I feel like, and I get it. You're like, you're clumping us all in a group, and we're not in a group. And I'm like, no, but I mean, I'm not making up all my bad dude stories, though, either, from dating.
Your life experience is your life experience.
I'm not making up these stories. You've seen them one after another.
I feel like you're getting defensive because you think I'm talking about you, and I'm not. And nor am I saying that I get defensive or
I
get offended.
I am a little defensive because you're saying we're ripping on men but not women, and I don't think that's necessarily fair. I don't know.
And you disagree. You don't think that's true.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Somebody said, Danielle in Milwaukee said, the problem is there aren't enough men out there. There are 30 and 40 year old boys. Women don't want boys. We want men. I mean, it's just everything is so different generational now, because see, that is again that's the kind of comment that's going to make you feel that way, right?
Yeah. Let's open it up. Let's talk about
all
it.
All right. 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next. Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
So we got into this intense conversation, but it's a relatable, I mean, about how men and women are viewed in society and how you said, you know, I get it. We feel like we dig on the men a lot, and we do, you know, because these stories are crazy sometimes. But I said, DZ, I may be the anomaly, but I feel like women do bad things just as much as men do in relationships.
Yeah.
Just these stories, if it tends to be a guy on a Snapchat who may be cheating, then I get it. You feel like we're pounding on. But
and if he is, he is, but, and that's wrong. But if he's not, we can't assume.
Somebody texted in something interesting. It's similar both ways, and this is what I was trying to say. There's negatives thrown at men and women.
Yeah.
The sense of, like, men can do whatever they want, though, player-wise, and they're the guy, and then we're hoes. I date too many guys, like the Taylor Swift.
I disagree with that, but yeah.
Of course, because you're the anomaly.
Of
that's
course.
What I'm saying. I'm saying so, but women are made to feel like I can't keep dating or something's wrong with me.
But you be moving around too
much. I can't meet a guy. It's,
right.
I'm the problem.
But a guy can date as many women as he
He's
wants.
He's not the problem, is he?
I look at a man like that as a HOE too. So I mean,
but that's how women get treated on that end. So I understand what you're saying about, well, we dump on the men and go this, but women get dumped on. We all get dumped on in different ways. Is kind of what I'm saying.
The perception is different for sure.
The standards are different,
And the leeway is different in a lot of scenarios. Yeah, for sure.
Let's go to Janelle in Cudahy because I have no idea what these callers are going to say. Hi, Janelle.
Buenos dias.
Good morning, Allie. Good morning, DZ, fellow Lakeland alum here.
Oh. Wepa. Muskie gang.
Went to Lakeland. Okay. Well, what did you want to add on? Because you could hear our conversation before, and we were talking about, you know, do we dump on men too much? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely do, but here's what I think is the biggest reason. And yes, there's a lot of wrongs on both sides, but the biggest thing is what you talked about before. There's been an evolution with women, right? We have evolved. We are very different in just a short period of time, just two generations ago.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Now the men need to evolve too.
Yeah.
You guys got to evolve right along with us because what it comes down to is that men haven't really had to be held accountable for a lot of things in the past, and they've had all their needs cared for by women. So now, you know, at DZ, I'm sure with your friends, are you holding them accountable as a man if they are doing wrong, if they're not going about the process right with women? How many men are out there holding each other accountable for this? Because that's an evolution that needs to take place.
That's why
we
I
do
say,
need to hold each other accountable. You're 100% right, Janelle.
I do say the company you keep, like DZ, you are a good husband, you're a good father, you know, and you tend to be friends with people like that.
Right.
Whereas, but I don't think it's fair either to say you can't be friends with somebody because they cheat on their own time, right? You have to.
Because they cheat on their own
time. I mean, whatever.
Sounds funny to say,
it's but it's a character flaw, but no matter it's a man or a woman, you know, cheating is cheating.
Right.
It's taking the easy way out.
Right.
Whether it's on a test or on your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Not for real.
It's the easy way out.
And to Janelle's point, she's right. You know, in a very short amount of time, a lot has happened. We've evolved. Technology has grown. So many things and so many factors have been thrown into us and at us that we're like, whoa, 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 whoa. We didn't and never had a conversation about we are evolving together. We just started evolving, and men continued to do what they had been doing
men
for the last two generations.
Men kept doing the same stuff, and women were not doing the same stuff. You know, we were like, oh, we can work now. We can take care of ourselves. We don't need to stay, even though we're getting paid less than men, which is still a fact, we can figure out a way to pay for ourselves, whereas a lot of people feel tied to their husband or their house because they don't work or they don't have that income, and then you're just stuck, and you have to do whatever he needs and wants and just suck it up, you know?
I also don't think that at any point in time, we really ever even said, okay, this is for sure what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Men are only going to work. Women are only going to take care of the household. We kind of just fell into those roles and everybody acquiesced and nodded and went, yeah, okay.
Well, we were told that women weren't allowed to work for a lot of time. I mean,
and men were told we had to do nothing but work the time.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And we went, okay, sounds good. When we could have all looked at each other and went, no, we want to take care of the household equally. We want to have equal roles. Women want to work too. Men want to be able to stay home. We never did this. We all just kind of societally went,
this is what you have to do. You have to work and they have to stay home.
And now we hit the arrow. We're like, nah, never again. We're changing. and the world's going, wait, huh? Huh?
Well, what? No, men are going, huh? What? I feel like men are more going kind of what Janine's saying, or Janelle, I'm sorry, and Cudahy saying, like, we have evolved, you know?
But think of the lay of, like, even as a minority man, right? For a long time, wouldn't even consider the whole individual in those same amount of decades, right? In those same amount of generations that you're going, man, I also don't necessarily feel respected or represented in society, right? So the conversation can continue to get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper here. But we're talking about men and women.
Somebody texted in who was a stay-at-home mom, and now I can't find it. Damn, I wanted to read it and see what they said. All right, I'll find it.
Janelle, great points, though. Honestly, great points.
Thank you. Thanks, Janelle. Well said.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye.
All right, Ashley's in Kenosha. Let's see what she thinks. Hi, Ashley. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
How do we deal with this issue that we've got ourselves in?
So, yeah, this is just my assumption. So, DZ, I think that you hear more about men because, again, this is my assumption, and this is something that me personally, I envy in men, is their ability to leave when their worth isn't being shown.
Mm.
You're hearing more about women and these terrible guys because we have a tendency, again, my opinion, as a majority, we have a tendency to not act on that right away.
That's why we still make less. That's why we still have, we still have to catch up to the men in a lot of times because we're like, if you made a broad statement like that. Yeah.
And going along with evolution, they already have that, you know, that power. And that just that confidence to ask for more, to like expect more, because that's always been the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that a lot of the time it's not necessarily that women, well, some women do. Some women just bash men to bash men, but you can't do anything about those people. But I think as a whole, you just hear about it more because we don't take our self-worth as seriously as I think men do. So,
it resonates more, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I do hear what you're saying.
You don't have to fight the good fight like the women do in certain situations where we're trying to catch up. Yeah. We're going to be fine. We're going to make more. We're going to be all right. Where women have to be like, hold on, we got to fight for ourselves because we've been putting up with, you know, these roles that we don't necessarily want to be in or agree with. But a lot of people do stay at home still. I mean, a lot of people, and honestly, I see stay-at-home dads. I respect that just as much as I see a stay-at-home mom. What I don't understand, and I this is what I get lit up for, is when people don't have any kids or anything at home anymore, and they're still hanging out. I'm like, what are you doing? Aren't you bored?
Right.
I wish.
Man or woman.
Yes. Like, what are you doing? I've seen it both ways. Like, I don't understand. I'm sorry to all the stay-at-home moms and dads listening right now, but if your kids are grown, what are you doing?
I do wonder.
I do
Gotta be honest.
Where are you guys at right now?
I do wonder.
Are you? Where are you?
You must golf a lot.
Are you at the gym? All right. Oh, Lord. Well, thanks for calling, Ashley. Have a good day.
That was awesome, man. Yeah, I'm loving this discussion, for real.
Me too. Amanda's in Waukesha, and then we're going to go to a guy.
Are Amanda?
Maybe.
I mean.
I can't remember. Amanda. Is this theme song, Amanda? I hope so.
It's theme song, Amanda.
Oh, Wepa.
Hey.
What up, fam?
DZ and I found ourselves in this deep discussion about men and women because, you know, he felt like we gang up on men too much. And I get why he feels that way. But a lot of them do dumb stuff.
Overall in society, a bad dude will trump a good dude any day.
Yeah, well, I have to find the good dudes. Like, I have to myself be surrounded by good men to believe there are good men. You see what I'm saying? Like, I see you, I'm like, oh, there's good guys.
Yeah.
You know? But then I date 7 in a row.
But you see
who
me
are dishonest and lie to me, and I go, well, damn, now the odds aren't looking good.
You see me in the wild, you don't know me, you've never met me. Society might look at me and go, oh, yeah, that's a bad dude. I can guarantee you. By the way I dress, by the way I look, by the way I might talk to somebody, they might look at me and go, oh, yeah, that dude's a bad guy.
Oh, that's another discussion.
Well, it is, but it's true.
By the outside. Yeah.
Perception, societal perception. Until you know me, until you know I'm a family man, until you know what I do in my life, you're going to go and make any assumption based off of looks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you want to say? Yeah. What do you want to say, Amanda?
It's kind of hard because the first couple ladies said a lot of it, but
they
think, you know, one, yes, I do think there's been so much change for women to evolve and all these things, but yet I also think that there's this societal man-hating boost of, like, I am powerful now, I am this, I don't need you, you're not as good as me because I've evolved, I'm better now, and you don't live up to my standards.
Mm. And the standards are higher now. Anna Marie texted in and said, stereotypes and perceptions haven't evolved, which is really the core of what we're talking about.
I don't think they have.
Yeah. No.
The world has stereotypes and perceptions have not.
Mm-hmm. Both ways.
Right. And I think that there's still that other side of it, too, where when a woman stands for what she's worth or asks for more or is in a position of power, people are like, ooh, she's a B word. Ooh, she's this.
Mm.
And but then women are like, oh, but you can go and be, you know, a booty head. And
booty head.
Whatever.
Shout out,
no one says anything. You're just a powerful man.
Mm.
And there's still that negative perception.
Frances from Milwaukee texted in. She said, again, she texted in. She said, men also don't express when they're cheated on because then he's judged. Women just vocalize their trauma more than men. We're all human and we have faults and gifts. I'm a boy mom and my goal is to raise a great man. That's absolutely true. Men don't admit it or shout it from the rooftops when they get mistreated. Like women do.
Or some dudes just don't even care like that, bro. Right. Like,
it doesn't bug them.
I think
them.
A lot of it is too with men, they kind of like the previous caller, they have that ability to just be like, well, that didn't work, moving on.
Mm.
And women are a lot more vocal and emotional, and we are willing to scream it from the rooftops, and men are like, yeah, well, happened to me too. You don't see me crying about it.
Keep trauma, keep trucking. Yeah. No, well.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. That's an interesting point for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for calling, Amanda. Have a good day.
No problem. You too, guys.
Bye. Great to hear from you.
You want to get a dude on the phone?
I mean, it's
finally.
Up to you.
Yes. Let's get Philip in Milwaukee. Hi, Philip. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, no problem. Are we beating a dead horse, or what do you have to add to this discussion?
What do you think?
What do you think?
So I think, you know, going back to something you had said before, DZ, about like historically the roles that had been played, I think it's really important to remember that we are like on like the far end of 1,000 years of physical patriarchal dominance.
Mm-hmm.
There was not any question of women choosing the home role. It was forced upon them. And it is only in modern society that we started, I like the word evolve, to evolve past those gendered norms. But I think that the frustration with the monolith of speaking about men poorly is something worth being frustrated about, but it's not being frustrated with the women who are talking about it. You should be frustrated with the men that perpetrate that stereotype.
Mm.
Be mad at the people in your life that they are the reason that men get dumped on all the time.
Speak on
our responsibility, our privilege as men, that we need to have those conversations with, whether they're our peers or not. with the men that we interact with so that we can all be better.
Holding each other accountable.
Maybe that's why I'm getting defensive, is because I feel like I was saying, you're saying it's women's fault men are getting dumped on, and where he's saying, no, it's men's fault because men need to raise the standard and hold each other accountable. So maybe that I feel that, or it was just better said by him. I don't know.
At no point, and you guys are misplacing my words, because at no point in time did I say it's women. I say societal thought. Everybody, as a collective, dudes suck. So you're going to go around and go, all right, dudes suck. Mm-hmm. And the good dudes out there are just going to go, well, since dudes suck, I'm going to just keep being a good dude and not worry about the bad dudes. I'm going
to
be mean.
Dudes suck. I think you just hear the bad.
I would love to leave you like one thing to like chew on, to like consider here.
Please do.
Something I heard recently is that men are afraid that women are going to laugh at them. Mm. Men are afraid that women are going to embarrass them.
Mm.
Women are afraid that men are going to murder them or assault them.
Jeez.
Whoa. And that is the world that we live in. And so when we consider this, like, are we being inadequately like dumped on, just remember that we still live in a society where a majority of interactions, that is the perspective.
Where women are afraid of men, which is not it's true. Yeah, I
Phillip,
get that.
I love talking to you just now, man, because you brought it around. I appreciate that. That was great. No, that was great.
Well spoken
from
the
dude. For real, Phillip.
I'm glad we had you on. Thank you, Phillip. That was good.
And thank you for having this conversation. It's really important that we talk about it.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you joining me, man. Have a great day.
Be
well.
Peace. I've got a lot to think about now.
I mean, he did leave us with a lot to chew on, man. It's a revolving door. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really, on us to be holding each other accountable, having those tough conversations, and making sure that we're living right in this world, bro. Whether we do or don't, that's kind of subjective to the individual. But as individuals, we can hope that our collective effort is going to, you know, transpire into a better light, if you will.
We all got to put in the work.
That part.
All right. Well, let's be done with this, I'm emotionally exhausted.
That was a lot.
And I want to think about this. I actually do want to process some of this conversation, because it was interesting. Some
was
things
good
to think about today.
Very much so.
Be
this
nice.
Great.
Just be a good person. How about that?
How about that?
How about that,
or
everybody?
Catch me outside.
That part.